It is estimated most human beings only use 10% of the brain's capacity. Imagine if we could access 100%. Interesting things begin to happen.
There's Morgan Freeman's character in the new sci-fi thriller Lucy, starring Scarlett Johansson, that's coming out in theaters today. Hey, when Morgan Freeman says something like that in a movie, you just believe him. Such authority. Well, we've been hearing about this 10% of your brain number. God, I've been hearing it since I was a kid, and it makes us wonder, 90% of your brain untapped, is that really our full mental potential? Does Scarlett Johansson, is she really onto something in this movie? Well, with me to dive into the actual neuroscience of the brain, the 10% of your brain, Sam McDougall, PhD student in psychology and neuroscience at Princeton University. He's been spending a lot of time looking into that 10% claim, and he's written about it in The Atlantic. Hi, Sam.
Hey, Todd. How are you?
Diagnosis. How much of my brain am I using right now?
I will diagnose you. The easy answer, 100%, Todd. Congratulations.
That doesn't feel like it.
But... right. The more complicated answer, though, actually, is that, of course, the brain's a biological organ, and so 100% is the correct figure. Like any organ, like your spleen or your liver, all the cells are doing something. DNA is being transcribed, proteins are being made, ions are being moved in and out, et cetera, et cetera. But of course, like anything in science, the answer is more complicated. If all of your neurons were firing, if 100% of your neurons were firing all at once, you'd be having the biggest seizure in the history of mankind. So, of course, the answer is more complicated.
Well, where does this old cliche come from? I know it goes back to some old writings and assertions in kind of philosophical books, but the idea is that we don't live up to our potential.
I think, yeah. So it's hard to trace these myths. It's almost impossible. The best evidence seems to be in Dale Carnegie's 1936 self-help Bible, How to Win Friends and Influence People. The foreword there was written by Lowell Thomas, known for making T.E. Lawrence famous, actually. And he said, he misquotes William James, the Harvard psychologist, for saying we have unused mental potential. And Thomas said something along the lines of 10% of our mental potential is unused. And I think that's probably the best candidate for the origin of the exact 10% myth.
And so, like most cliches, it's kind of, you know, stuck around in spite of itself. And, you know, it's just very interesting how the 10% number is a proxy, isn't it? We always tell ourselves you can do more. As smart as you think you are or as hard as you're trying, you can always do more. It's more of a philosophical statement than a neuroscience statement, I guess.
Yeah, or even a pop psychology statement. You know, you think of those cat posters with the little hang in there kitty cat hanging from the tree. I think it's in that genre of you can do it kind of language.
And yet it's pretty clear, even from a neuroscientific perspective, you said 100%, you know, every part of my brain is active. But there are also lots of ways to increase neuron activity, to increase activity in the synapses when you get down to the spaces between cells, right?
Sure. I mean, activity can be altered by a number of things. And it's not just activity that matters. There's other things that matter. There's efficiency. And most importantly, what really is going on when you're, let's say, getting better at a musical instrument is you're increasing connections between certain assemblages of neurons. So to think of the brain as, to think of being better at something as being using more of your brain is a sort of false way to think of the brain. It's more using the brain in a more efficient way to do a given task.
Still, Sam McDougall, if it makes us strive, if we think that we've got 90% still ahead of us, it's worth it, right?
Sure, why not?
Why not? Sam McDougall is serious about how much of the brain we actually use. Sam McDougall is a PhD student in psychology and neuroscience at Princeton University. He uses 100% of his brain.
Always,
Sam, thank you.
Always 100. Thanks, Todd.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.